You're traveling through another podcast. A podcast not only of reviewing and discussing, but of discovery. A journey into a wondrous show whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the RSS feed up ahead. Your next stop, Anthology.
Hello and welcome to Anthology, presented by ObsessiveViewer.com. I'm your host, Matt Hurt, and if this is your first time listening, Anthology is was once one man's examination of The Twilight Zone as a first-time viewer. Each podcast, I would review one episode of Rod Serling's iconic series and follow it up with a bonus review of a movie or show related to the week's main topic. I also covered modern anthology science fiction shows such as Black Mirror in bonus episode review series. You can find the full archive of Anthology as well as links to pretty much all social media and everything at anthologypod.com. And if you want to contact me, you can use the Facebook page at facebook.com/anthologypod or tweet me at @OVAnthologypod or simply send an email to matt@obsessiveviewer.com. And so today on the podcast, it's a special episode for a few reasons. One is this is the relaunch of Anthology. I am relaunching the podcast. I'll get into the specifics of that here in a bit, but I do want to mention, kind of point out the elephant in the room that if you're listening to this as it is released, it's been about a little over a year since I released an episode of the podcast. And, you know, I am sorry about that. I do apologize. Just things get, I get busy and stuff. And, I don't know. It just got to a point where more time passed, and I just couldn't bring myself to relaunch it and everything for a variety of reasons. But I'm back, and I'm hoping that I can get back on track and have, you know, more consistent episodes. So if you are listening to this because you were still subscribed to the podcast and it just refreshed in your feed, thank you so much for staying subscribed and for having the patience for me to come back. This is the second time that I've had to relaunch the show. The first time, it was like a 7-month hiatus. So this one is a big one. This one is necessitating its own relaunch episode, just because so much stuff has happened in the past year that I want to kind of touch on here and talk about on the show. And also, when a podcast kind of fades out and doesn't have an episode released in a long time, the RSS feed is dormant for a long time. So whenever an episode is put onto the RSS feed, it can take a while for it to refresh on feeds. So I figured that I'll go ahead and just release this episode as a special, like, hey, I'm still alive episode. And then tomorrow you should be seeing the first new episode proper coming out. I'll be finishing up my season 4 bonus review, reviews of Black Mirror. So the next episode you'll hear is, Metalhead. And then after that, a few days after that, I promise, will be Black Museum. And then after that, I'll go right back into reviewing The Twilight Zone, as I had beforehand. So I'll get into like the structure and the status of the podcast, the state of the podcast after the relaunch and everything here in a minute. But I do want to mention that, hey, we are a couple of months away from a brand new Twilight Zone TV show on CBS All Access. Jordan Peele is producing and hosting it. Monkey Paw Productions, his production company, is producing it. And Simon Kinberg is also involved. I think he's worked on the X-Men movies. I believe that he's the guy who directed Dark Phoenix that's coming out this year. I'm kind of over the X-Men movies at this point. But anyway, yeah, everything that's come out about the Twilight Zone reboot, the 2019 one, I mean, I am so floored by it. Like, I am so excited. Jordan Peele proved himself to be a very, unique and talented voice in the realm of genre fiction with Get Out in 2017. And then it looks like here in a few weeks, Us is going to be just, I don't want to say just as good, but it looks like it could be potentially as good as Get Out. just the he's on a roll. Like he is on fire. So I'm so excited that he is bringing back the Twilight Zone. And they had a Super Bowl ad, a 1 minute teaser that played during the Super Bowl. I'm going to go ahead and play that clip right now, and then I'll talk about it here after I play it. So here's the Twilight Zone 2019 Super Bowl teaser that aired during the Super Bowl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, and the home of the
witness an empty space filled with thousands of screaming people. A man both nowhere and everywhere at the same time. Answers are new questions. The unthinkable is the expected. When truth is not the truth, what dimension are you even in?
Okay, so I love the mood and the atmosphere of this particular teaser, and I love that it cut in as if it were cutting into the actual broadcast of the Super Bowl. It felt kind of like a Black Mirror-esque kind of thing. Like it felt like it was just playing with the technology a little bit, and it's interesting because I didn't really think of that as in terms of Twilight Zone. I felt that that was more Black Mirror-ish, but. Just see, like, I loved seeing Jordan Peele, and like his tone of voice carries so well. Like his presence and the tone that he uses just makes me so excited for him to be the host of the Twilight Zone. Like, I feel like he'll be a very good fit for that. In that moment where he is walking across the football field and he says, like, what, what dimension are you even in? And then he goes in, he opens the door and walks through the door, and then the, theme music plays, but it's like a slowed down version of the theme music. It gives me chills and makes me so excited to see what's to come. So it's going to be, the Twilight Zone is going to premiere on April 1st on CBS All Access. I believe they're going to release two episodes on April 1st. And then after that, it'll be week to week. Cannot wait. So excited. It's such an exciting time, to be a fan of this property. Very excited for that. I am going to be reviewing each episode of the new Twilight Zone as they come out. It's going to have its own bonus review series. I'm so excited for it. Having said that, I do owe you guys bonus episodes for Black Mirror. As I said, you'll be hearing my Metalhead and Black Museum reviews here in the next 24 to 48 hours from listening to this podcast. After that, I do have planned an episode all about Bandersnatch, the interactive movie from Black Mirror that premiered on Netflix in December. I think I might have Tiny from The Obsessive Viewer come on and be a guest on that episode. I'm not sure yet if we can get the logistics worked out, but that should be coming out in a week or two. It's not technically part of season four. I feel like I could have just thrown it in with the other two Black Mirror episodes that I kind of owe you guys on the feed. But I figure relaunching and then going into three episodes all about Black Mirror instead of the Twilight Zone could cause anarchy from the listeners. So I will be back to reviewing the Twilight Zone very, very soon. And having said that, I think what I'm going to do just to help decrease my workload in terms of podcasting and prepping and everything, I'm just going to drop the bonus reviews in each episode for the time being. I was picking a movie or show that was related to that week's episode of The Twilight Zone as a bonus review. And it'd be too much work with me, doing that. So I'm just going to kind of just scale it back and just focus on The Twilight Zone episodes, in those episodes. Maybe in time I might pick that back up, but, I don't want to go through another 12 months of leaving you guys without an episode. Also, I still have promised and still intend to review Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams on Amazon Prime. I'll get to them eventually. I think that since we're so close to the 2019 Twilight Zone coming out, and I still have to finish up the Black Mirror bonus reviews, I'm going to kind of hold off on Electric Dreams until maybe this summer. Or maybe after around summertime, after I finish my review of season 2 of The Twilight Zone, and I finish the bonus reviews of Twilight Zone 2019. So that's the plan. I'll get to Philip K. Dick's Electric Dreams. Maybe if I get enough momentum going, I can kind of bank some episodes and have them. That's a little peek behind the curtain, but I do intend on reviewing Electric Dreams, and then I'm sure that at some point, Black Mirror might come out again with season 5. It kind of threw me and I feel like everyone for a loop when they released Bandersnatch, because I don't think it's been like noted or it's been like revealed that that's part of season 5 or if it's just a standalone thing. I would have thought that if season 5 was to come out anytime soon, we would have had, you know, some marketing for it. But then again, with season 4, we didn't know it was coming out until like 2 weeks before it was released. So who knows with Black Mirror, but hopefully it comes out after the Twilight Zone so I can have a breather. But yeah, so those are kind of my rudimentary plans for relaunching the show. It is just strictly like my main focus is getting back into the groove, getting episodes pumped out, and getting, you know, more consistent reviews coming out for this show. Cause I do miss doing this. Like, this was Anthology. For those who don't know, by the way, I'm Matt. I host Obsessive Viewer podcast, which is over at obsessiveviewer.com. I've done that with my friend Tiny and our friends, Mike and Fekus and Kirsten. I've done that for going on 6 years now, and we've managed to be pretty consistent with that. We had like a 2 month hiatus last year, but that's neither here nor there. But we've done that for a long time, and Anthology was always my solo, like, podcast baby. Like, I'm just doing this on my own. It's intentionally a one-man show. That it started out just wanting to know if I could do it, like if I could manage, like, to hold down a show by myself. I think I do a pretty good job. But since it's just a one-man show, I don't have that accountability of having people come to my apartment and visit me and talk into a microphone with me. So I can kind of slip up and everything. But I do have, you know, safeguards in place for this relaunch. I have a whiteboard that has all the episode titles. I've got them listed in my calendar and everything. I'm in good shape with this. I think I'm confident that I'll be pretty consistent from here on out, at least for the rest of season 2. Who knows? I might do another hiatus because I don't want to piss you guys off. But anyway, so I do enjoy doing this. That's the bottom line. Like, it got to a point where doing it was like doing this podcast was, I don't know. I think I was stressed out, from work and everything around the time that I initiated the hiatus. And then it got to a point where just the drive to do this podcast wasn't there. And it's nothing against, you know, podcasting or The Twilight Zone or Black Mirror or you guys as listeners, because you guys are awesome. And of the three podcasts that I host, this is the most interactive podcast I've ever had, which is so, amazing and engaging and, very much, appreciated on my part. But it got to a point where this is a hobby. It's something that I do in my spare time. I don't make a living doing podcasts. I have a day job that I work, 40 hours a week full time. And, since in the months between episodes, I've actually gotten a new position within my company. So I'm not working from home anymore. I'm working in the office. So that's a little bit more stressful and everything. So all of that is to say that I do love doing this and I do enjoy doing it. It's just sometimes if it becomes too much like work, I can lose track and not do it. But it is fun to do. I do enjoy doing it, and I do intend on doing this for as long as I possibly can. So, yeah. So, again, I guess that's a roundabout way of saying I apologize for the long hiatus, and I appreciate your guys' patience so much. And I hope that you guys continue listening and continue emailing and everything and letting me know what you think, because it's a one-man show, and I love the interaction with the listeners. And it makes me feel good. And also speaking of emails, I did get, and I feel terrible because I haven't responded to the email yet. It's been months and I'm so sorry. Rachel in Germany, if you're listening, if you're listening to this, I will have responded to the email. Like, you will have an email in your inbox with my response, and I'm so sorry for the long delay. But I didn't want to share parts of this email. She sent me this very long, very nice email that was so, like, I was so happy to receive it. So I'm going to read portions of this email from Rachel in Germany. And she says, and I quote, I'm writing you from Hamburg, Germany. I am an American living here for work, and I'm originally from California. I found out about your anthology podcast about a month ago, and as a huge Twilight Zone fan, I have quickly devoured each episode, sometimes playing the episodes many times. I love your work. Unlike you, I was born the year the Twilight Zone went off, so I have really spent much of my life loving, watching, and reading everything I could about this show. I have watched every episode, and I even teach an English class here in Hamburg that features Twilight Zone episodes. I got my 25-year-old daughter hooked on the Twilight Zone from an early age, and we often watch them together. I bought the whole series first on videotape, then on DVD. I actually bought the set at Disney's Tower of Terror ride when it opened. And then on Blu-ray, only to lose all those formats when I moved to Germany. Now I am starting to rebuild my collection here in Germany with Season 1 Blu-rays. Unfortunately, they don't have English captions. I just watched The Time Element for the first time, and I loved your and Tiny's commentary. She said a lot more. Those are just portions of the email. I just wanted to share that because I was so touched by it. It's so cool to think that I'm just a guy here in Indianapolis that is talking into a microphone. And the conceit of the show is that I didn't come to this podcast project as a diehard fan of the Twilight Zone. The intention of the podcast is that I'm discovering it for the first time. So I just love hearing from people that are diehard fans of the show, from like lifelong fans. And it's just so great. And just the thought that like, oh, people in Germany are hearing my voice is just so, humbling and nice. So, yeah. And also Rachel talks about Disney's Tower of Terror, right? I wish I could have done that. Like that's such a shame, that it's gone now, but I would have loved to have done it. So anyway, thank you so much, Rachel, for emailing me, and I will, look forward to your response to my email. And if it takes you months and months and months to respond to the email that I'm going to write you, that's totally fair. I did want to mention a couple other things before I cut this episode, or end this episode here. I was super excited because today there was a tweet, today as I'm, recording this, it's February 13th. There was a tweet that, a podcast did said, like, oh, hey, you know, if you have a podcast, go ahead and respond to this tweet, and listeners, you can check out the thread and everything. And I was so, tickled with it. Like I went ahead and just, I put like, oh, anthology and everything. And then I was tickled by it because, one of the responses from my tweet on it was from, a Tableau of Reality. It said, just in time for, Peele's Twilight Zone reboot. And then like, I saw that, I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. It's so excited for April 1st. And then I looked and, the Twitter account is for, Gregory Tyson, who, in the early days of Anthology was a frequent, emailer into the podcast. And it was so cool to see him pop up on Twitter and everything. Cause, I hadn't heard from him in a while, obviously, since I, you know, had the little hiatus there, but it's so cool it speaks to the community of Twilight Zone fans that like, this person that just responded to a tweet of mine is a guy who listened to the podcast and has, written in and everything. So it was really cool to see that. So to reiterate, I'm back. I'm not going to do bonus reviews for the time being. I do know that owe some bonus reviews, but I will work that out with Robert. I'm sure he'll be fine. So anyway, yeah, we are going to do, I'm going to do Black Mirror, Metalhead and Black Museum are coming up. And then after that, I'm going to resume my reviews of The Twilight Zone. So that's going to start with, season two's episode, The Whole Truth, which I'm sure I'll talk about in the episode, but I have watched once months ago. I was sick and I stayed home from work and I had like this terrible head cold and just congestion and everything. And so I figured like, oh, I can't go to work. I might as well like just lay in bed and watch this episode of The Twilight Zone and start making my notes and everything so that I can relaunch the show. Totally passed out, like 5 minutes into it. I was so just hopped up on cold medicine from being sick that I just passed out and fell asleep for hours. And so, yeah, so while I technically, this podcast is me watching it for the first time, I've technically watched The Whole Truth one time, but I have very little memory of it. Something about a car dealership and the Cold War. I don't know. But anyway, that's going to come up. That'll be next week. Yeah, next week. Less than a week from when you're listening to this, if you're listening to it the day of release. We'll leave it at that. So having said all that, yes, you can find me online, anthologypod.com, facebook.com/anthologypod, at OVAnthologyPod on Twitter, or my main Twitter account, at ObsessiveViewer. And you can also find my other podcasts, Obsessive Viewer Podcast, which is a movie and TV podcast where we talk about a movie or show every episode. And Tower Junkies, which is another podcast that Tiny and I do all about Stephen King and the Dark Tower, that it itself has been on hiatus as well. So I am relaunching both of those podcasts. So keep him busy. This is going to be a busy year for me, but I fully intend to be back in your guys' good graces and have some more consistent releases coming out. Like I said, this whiteboard is no joke. I have on each side, I have lists of about 30 episodes for each podcast mapped out. And I, you know, check them off and everything. So yeah, it's legit. So yeah. You can follow me on, Obsessive Viewer. I already said that. But also, I feel guilty saying this, whatever. We do have a Patreon, patreon.com/obsessiveviewer. Feel free to donate. I might do some bonus content there because every time we do, an episode of Obsessive Viewer, we do record like a little bonus Patreon exclusive thing that's just kind of us, you know, shooting the shit. But I think what I might do is maybe part of that can be when I do an anthology episode, it can be kind of the bonus reviews, or I can, like, I don't know, I might do a thing where the Patreon exclusive episodes will be me just saying like, oh, I'm about to record this episode of The Twilight, or this episode of Anthology that covers this episode of The Twilight Zone. This episode of The Twilight Zone reminded me of this movie, and talk about the movie. And I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. Let me know what you think. Stay tuned for Metalhead and Black Museum and then The Whole Truth and the rest of my life spent doing anthology. So enjoy, and thank you guys so much for your patience and for listening and for your emails and for enjoying the show. And I'm so excited to get back into the swing of things. It is one of the most fulfilling things that I do in my life is just doing this podcast and my other podcasts and everything. Like, those are fun, but this is more a personal kind of journey for me, and I'm so excited about it, and I love doing it. Also, something I didn't mention before, and I'll end the episode here in a second, but something I didn't mention before, I'm so excited to get back into watching the original Twilight Zone. Like, it is such an incredible TV show. I'm so excited to get back into it and to dive deep into it and review these episodes for the first time and watch them for the first time and review them on the podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should.
It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
It said that would happen right when it did.
Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog.
Do we go backwards again? Everything you said would come true has.
I changed something. Erased something.
We're not meant to be here.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to.
What did you do to me?
Turn it off.
This is real.
Hey guys, so that you just heard was the was recorded a couple weeks ago, and today, the 21st of February, they released a new trailer for the Twilight Zone, for Jordan Peele's Twilight Zone. So I'm just tacking this on at the end of this relaunch announcement episode thing, just to talk about the new trailer that just came out. So with me for this is Tiny. Hi, Tiny.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Tiny, if you guys don't know, is my co-host on Obsessive Viewer and Tower Junkies. Also my friend, just to make that clear.
It's funny how you said that last, but okay.
Well, you know.
thanks, partner.
Yeah. he was also a guest on Anthology when we talked about the time element way like when the original Twilight Zone was airing, probably. Mm-hmm. It was so long ago. I'm just kind of finish off this episode, this announcement episode, with the discussion about the new trailer that came out today. This is the first time we've seen any footage of the new Twilight Zone. Tiny, what? How do you feel about this new iteration of the Twilight Zone? How much on your radar was it? And how excited are, like, what's your history with your anticipation of the new Twilight Zone series?
Well, I'm not overly familiar with the original series, much to your chagrin.
True.
Because I haven't listened to much of your podcast because I haven't watched the episodes.
And that's why I said fun last.
And I brought that up. but I've obviously have a, you know, quite a bit of respect for the series, and of the episodes I've seen, they're iconic. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited they're bringing it back. I think it's a great idea because it's anthology television. It's not like, it doesn't have the same feeling as like all the remake and all of the reboot and all that crap that's coming out right now. Mm-hmm. Like everything that's nostalgic from the 70s and the 80s and 90s is just getting brought back, and it doesn't feel very creative to me, but this doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel that way because of the nature of what the Twilight Zone is. So I'm definitely excited for it. I have CBS All Access.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Cause we had it because of, for folks who are local to Indianapolis, our local CBS carrier.
That's right.
Broke from CBS or something. I don't understand that. There's a conundrum there.
Yeah.
And so with like standard bunny ears or whatever, you can't get CBS in Indianapolis.
Wow.
And central Indiana, or I don't know, whatever that market is for WTH or RTV.
Yes, there. I think RTV is ABC. THR is NBC.
I can't remember what.
I can't remember either.
I don't know.
I haven't watched terrestrial television in a long time.
Terrestrial television. I couldn't. We couldn't watch Colts games before, so we had to get CBS All Access. So we have it.
Interesting.
I think we only pay like $5 a month for it.
Yeah,
so.
It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I think we're gonna hang on to it just so I can watch Twilight Zone.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Sweet.
But the trailer was pretty cool. I was surprised. Yes. I don't want this to sound dickish or anything, but like I was surprised at the visuals of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just very, very stunning visuals, like lots of,
nice.
I don't know, big colors, widescreen, a lot of wide shots and stuff like that. Not that I thought not that I think of Twilight Zone as cheap television or anything, right. But you know, it's a very thematic show when I think of it. I don't think of it as like a visually stunning show.
Interesting.
I think of it as like thematically stunning.
Okay. I can understand that. My rebuttal to that is watch more Twilight Zone.
I haven't watched enough of it. Yeah. That's the problem.
Because there are just, it's a visually like striking series.
Okay.
And I saw on Twitter, one of the like biggest diehard fans of the Twilight Zone that I've come across in, my travels with this podcast, this guy, Greg, he tweeted about his disappointment that it's being in color, not in black and white, which I thought was interesting because this is the fourth iteration of the Twilight Zone on television.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the first one was 59 to 65, and then there was an 80s revival, and then in 2002 there was a one season one.
I knew about the 80s one.
Yeah.
Okay.
2002 one was hosted by Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
But both the 80s and 2002 one were in color as well.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
Really?
The color.
Interesting. Yeah. Honestly, I don't really either, but I think I can see that point being that, like, okay, if you want to really pay homage to the original, because in the trailer, it makes no qualms. What am I trying to say? In the trailer, it says like the reimagining of the most iconic series ever. And I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, I'm a season and a half into it, and yeah. I'll agree with you there.
I bet there was somebody along the way who was like, it needs to be in black and white, but I bet it was like a producer decision. Cause you know, like it's all about accessibility and reaching the widest audience possible. And I think if it were in black and white, there'd be a lot of people who think it was weird.
And that is
which is sort of unfortunate, but at the same time, it's like you have to make peace with the fact that television and business go hand in hand. Like there's, it's a business also. It's not just art.
And yeah, absolutely.
We focus on the art, but you can't completely nix the business side of it. You have to understand how that influences the art.
Right.
So I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I really don't. It doesn't bother me. So.
Okay, nice. And for the record, it doesn't really bother me either. I have full faith in Jordan Peele and his team to...
I think it'd be cool if they did an episode or two in black and white. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it needs to be like a staple of the new show that it has to be black and white.
I agree.
I'll say that, I guess.
Yeah. The cast is amazing. There's so many notable people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like CBS All Access and the producers and everything, the marketing team behind it, like they know that they've struck gold with the casting and everything because throughout the last like couple months, they've been posting on social media like, "Oh, this Adam Scott is entering the Twilight Zone," and his episode is actually going to be a remake of the original series and movie story, Nightmare at, I think in the show it was 20,000 feet, and this iteration is going to be 30,000 feet.
Oh, cool! Yeah. I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah, the one with Bill Shatner and John Lithgow is the one in the movie.
Yeah,
where they see the gremlin on the side of the plane.
I know the William Shatner one.
Okay,
I've heard of. I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, and
I know the premise and stuff like that.
Yeah, and obviously with the conceit of this podcast, I haven't seen it either. Mm-hmm. I have seen the Simpsons rendition of it on one of their Treehouse of Horrors. Though.
That might be how I know it actually.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
So that's coming out April 1st on CBS All Access. They're going to release the first two episodes and then. And then go week to week from there. And I'll be reviewing it here on the podcast. And I was thinking, Tiny, after the season's over, maybe you can come on and we can do like a season wrap-up
season recap thing. Yeah, totally.
Nice.
Totally.
Nice.
I'm going to try to force my wife to watch that with me.
Very nice.
Because it's hard for me to watch things that she doesn't watch.
Right, yeah.
But Maybe this isn't the best place to announce it. It'd be better on Obsessive Viewer, but I'm getting my basement back very soon.
I was so scared you were going to say a divorce.
No. Nah, I would not be happy right now if that were a thing. But anyways, we just got our basement floor like redone this week.
Nice.
And so I'm going to start moving all my shit back down there.
Very nice.
And getting my I haven't even taken my TV out of the box. Like, it's been in the box for a year. Yeah. The new TV I bought for the basement. So I'm going to crack that out, and it'll be a little bit easier for me to, you know, break off on my own and watch my shit.
Yeah.
So April's going to be huge too.
Nice.
Cause,
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones and Twilight Zone.
Yeah. I forgot about Game of Thrones, and we have plans for Obsessive Viewer with that.
We do.
Yeah. Wow. This is going to be a big year for podcasting with us.
Yes, it is.
Final question before we, go off onto our other podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, and this may be too early and this may be a loaded question and everything, but judging from the marketing materials for this iteration of the Twilight Zone, do you think that if you enjoy the show or are engaged by the show, do you think it will compel you to watch the original series?
It's hard to say. I feel like I have no excuse for not watching the original. Is it still on Netflix?
It is. It is on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime.
See, I have no excuse. I think the thing is, I feel like it's a very mood specific show. Like, it's not something you just turn on.
Sure.
In my book, like, you need to be focused on it.
Yeah.
And you need to, like...
I'll agree with you there, only because I need to be focused on it, because I need to make notes every time I watch it.
Right. But I feel like you're not doing it justice if you just kind of have it on and, like, you got your phone open or something like that.
I will say, I have gone back and watched, like season one episodes just in the background, like when I'm editing a podcast or something.
But not for the first time. Right?
No, never for the first time.
Yeah, so that's why I think, and like as I get older and like get more into my career and I'm married now and I got a dog and all that, it's more difficult for me to focus on something than it used to be. And I also have a limited time, more limited time than I used to in regards to consuming media.
Right, yeah. So, and that's stuff we've talked about ad nauseum on Obsessive Viewer.
It's much more common for me to be like, I just want to turn something on.
Right.
As opposed to like, ooh, I'm really excited for this movie and want to watch this movie or this show or whatever.
Yeah.
It's much more common than I'm just like, I'm just going to throw on whatever.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat too, because if you check my letterbox, I haven't watched a movie in like a week or two.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. Yeah, because I watched like 350 movies last year.
Right.
Plus that. But yeah, mostly it's just because I've been watching a lot of TV, but also it's because I just haven't been watching stuff. Also, I'm working on relaunching two podcasts.
Right. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So
cool. Anything you want to tell the listeners on Anthology?
Hope to see you more in 2019.
Yeah. The listeners?
Well, like, I hope to come on for
Twilight Zone,
the new Twilight Zone. And
yes.
Maybe make a guest appearance on something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I also, in this episode earlier, the recording that I, like, in this episode that you're listening to now, I do kind of have you on the hook to come on and talk about Bandersnatch.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Mirror. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But I still haven't watched it.
Yeah. We'll have to figure that, like, we'll figure something out off mic.
Maybe I'll christen my new TV with that.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, cause if I have to stay home this week, I'm on call for the next week.
Right.
So I kind of have to stay home and I'm just gonna be watching stuff. So maybe.
Nice.
Maybe I will.
And that's a good kind of thing to do that. Cause like it's an interactive movie, so like obviously you have to pay attention to it, but also it's like branching narratives and and I need to do that myself. So yeah, well I'm excited for this year and excited to have you back on
Totes.
At various points to talk about nonsense that I have on here.
Yeah.
All right. So that'll be it for this episode, this special relaunch announcement episode of Anthology. Once again, there's a whole pre-recorded outro. You guys are going to hear it. But yeah, also follow us on Letterboxd.
Yes.
Obsessive Tiny is Tiny and Obsessive Viewer is Matt. That's me. And really looking forward to hopefully not disappointing you guys with long hiatuses in 2019. Apologies again for the long year-long wait for new episodes, but I am super back into the swing of it and can't wait to resurrect this little podcast. And again, very gracious and very happy that you guys are listening. So yeah, thank you guys, and I'll see you next time.
Anthology is edited and produced by Matt Hurt and presented by ObsessiveViewer.com. For a full archive of our episodes, go to anthologypod.com/archive. You can also like the Facebook page at facebook.com/anthologypod and follow the show on Twitter at @OVAnthologyPod. If you enjoy the show, please take a couple minutes to leave us a rating and a quick review on Apple Podcasts. This is the easiest way to support what we do, and all it costs is a little bit of your time. If you'd like to donate to the podcast, you can make a PayPal donation at anthologypod.com/donate or support us on Patreon for recurring donations and access to commentary tracks and B-roll audio recorded exclusively for patrons at patreon.com/obsessiveviewer. Every donation goes toward paying the fees to keep the podcast running and is greatly appreciated. Official Anthology merch, including shirts, mugs, phone cases, and more, can be found in The Obsessive Viewer's TeePublic store. You can find a link to the store in the show notes of this episode and at anthologypod.com/donate. Or you can simply search for Obsessive Viewer at teepublic.com. For information about The Obsessive Viewer's annual live event showcasing short horror films from local filmmakers, check out shocktoberinirvington.com. And for an archive of all our events, as well as news about potential future events, head over to obsessiveviewer.com/live. For more podcast content, you can find our flagship movie and TV review and discussion show, The Obsessive Viewer Podcast, at obsessiveviewer.com, and on Twitter at @obsessiveviewer. You can also find Tower Junkies, a podcast where Matt and co-host Tiny share their love of all things Stephen King and his magnum opus, The Dark Tower series, over at TowerJunkiesPod.com and at TowerJunkiesPod on Twitter. And finally, check out The Secular Perspective, Tiny's side project podcast, which tackles current events and life's big questions from the perspective of secular hosts Chad and Amanda at TheSecularPerspective.com. Bumper music for this podcast comes courtesy of As Good As It Gets, which can be found at facebook.com/asgoodasitgetsband. You can also find As Good As It Gets music on Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Kitty!
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.